Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR. Let them know, Marv. Got your host, James J. here. I am joined by our great friend, friend of the show, friend of the really family around here. Our good friend, Katrina Hintner from Family Natural Foods is kicking off the week with us. Kat, how you doing?
Hello. Happy Monday, everyone.
Happy Monday to
James,
you.
James, you know how to kick off the week. Listen, you're putting this music on. You're getting us all dancing in our
seats.
It's
the way to do it. It's the way to do it. And we kick off the show the perfect way with our good friend, Brittany Merlot, joining us with our weather forecast. We're going to talk a little Mother Nature with Britt. Good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. I am so fantastic after such a warm weekend, looking at all those fall colors out in nature. I'm ready to work this week. This is exciting.
We were just talking, Brittany, a little bit about the weather and how this has been going. It looks like the trees have really started to kick in, too.
Yes, we are definitely at peak. Even up north, right, I'm in Wausau area, we're starting to get past peak because of some of those feisty winds over the weekend, which has also created, of course, that wildfire danger. We're actually at a very high risk in Wood, Adams, Wishera, Marquette, and Green Lake counties. We're the target of it today still. So as the winds are easing, it doesn't matter because of the dryness and the leaves on the ground, which is beautiful. So just be careful out there because there were 10 wildfires yesterday, and some of them were in Wood and Clark counties and even in Shawnee County as well. And I was looking at the start and why they started. RVs. And isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Weird. Another thing to keep an eye out for, though, you know, there's the plenty of things that Smokey the Bear prepared us for and keeping an eye out for and everything. Or if you had a dad like me and just like the randomness of how he could just do things that you did. How did he even do that? I should make a mental note not to let that happen. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's an interesting one, Brittany. Huh? I wouldn't have thought of that.
Yes, it is. So today, gorgeous, calmer winds, sunny skies, unseasonable warmth. We could break records. We're hitting highs of 81 degrees today, but we will slide for the rest of the week. We'll hit 77 tomorrow and 54 on Wednesday.
Okay.
Well, not bad. Not bad at all.
Yeah.
I can take that. Oh, all right. Well, we feel a little more prepared for the day and the week ahead. Thank you so much for that, Brittany. We appreciate you. Have a great morning.
You too. Thanks.
Best in the business right there from Brittany Merlot joins us every morning right in this time slot. Get you ready for what Mother Nature's got in store. We're going to get you ready for a fun day.
Mm-hmm.
We got a lot of good things lined up. Katrina and I are going to get into. We have the birthday and anniversary club with El Cafe coming up in just a little bit. If you want to sleep better, we got some of the foods that you might want to be eating right now.
James is doing this for himself, everyone.
It's just, I'm very locked in on
the
my
James
sleep.
Right show. Up.
Your kids' Halloween haul might not be the same as it usually is every year. We'll get into that a little bit, which is also about me because I want to steal that candy.
Most parents might be okay with that, though.
Yeah. We've got a couple of other things coming up for you in the 8 o'clock hour here. In the 9 o'clock, I want to get into a interesting one with you, Katrina. A city in Missouri opened the 100-year-old time capsule.
I'm excited to hear about this one.
This sent me down a rabbit hole, not just on this story, but on time capsules in general.
Yes.
I had never really thought too much about them, and I kind of got into that. Now, we'll get into a little of that this mm-hmm. morning. Plenty of other fun things. Talk about our schedule for the week ahead and some of those things that are coming up. But I wanted to kick off talking a little local business, a little our good friends over at Family Natural Foods and the things that you guys got going on.
Yeah, thanks for asking. You know, it's fall. It's fun. Stephen and I like to talk about really building our immune system up this time of the year. So mm-hmm. I'm going to be the friendly reminder and hopefully maybe even the broken record, actually. I'm okay being the broken record on this one. This is a really good time to build your immune system up. So whether you're going to take some things to help fight cold and flu a little bit mm-hmm. more so you don't get sick, or you're going to be prepared and get those things like elderberry and have the vitamin C and the D and like all those immune boosters for you and your family when the cold and flu hit. Mm-hmm. Because I'm sorry, but it probably will happen some point.
Yeah.
Especially if you're not building yourself up. So this is a really good time of the year if you want to come in. We also like to talk about some of us, most of us, have weaknesses, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. We do have a lot of strengths, but I'm going to talk weaknesses for a little bit. And this is hard as a person that the cup is half full, not half empty.
I see you struggling a little
with it. Yes. So we all have some weaknesses. I think it's really good to know our weaknesses. So I'm going to point this out. Some people, when the cold, their colds hit us first, it's like in the throat, right? It's that scratchy throat, the first thing I feel. That's your telltale sign of like, kick your immune system up. Mm-hmm. So, right, taking more things to build yourself up. Sometimes for some people, it's more in the nasal area and it's like stuffy nose or dripping, or it's that like phlegm that keeps coming.
Yeah.
Other people, it's like in their body and they feel achiness right away.
That's it for me. The bones. I feel the ache in my bones. I feel that start coming and I'm like, oh no.
Yeah.
Oh no.
So I think it's important to know your weaknesses. And then there are certain things that would be more beneficial depending on what your weakness is to build yourself up.
Huh.
And these could be things that you take all the time to build yourself up, so you ideally don't have an issue happening later. Or these could be things that you have as your toolkit. If you're feeling it, you just hit it really hard. But that's just something I like to talk about a little bit, is just kind of build yourself up, bring that, have that kit. My cousin came in the other day and she's like, I want to build my kit so when my kids are sick, I don't have to think about it. And I was like, I wish more people did this. So she got the things for cold and flu. She got the things for building immune system now. And then she got the things for like teas when their kids have sore throats, like all of it. And I was like, I love this. Keep doing this. So that's something I just want to, you know, tease out there. Build yourself up. Think about your weaknesses. Come into Family Natural Foods. We'll talk to you about these things. We're happy to like kind of problem solve and, and help you build those kits up too. And then I'm going to segue to two more things before we get on to lots of other fun birthday things. And one is our presentation we have coming up next week. It's next week, Tuesday, so October 29th. This is going to be a panel discussion. It's at 5:15. So originally, it was actually going to be essential oil presentation. Somebody had to cancel. So we decided to kind of just pivot a little bit. So this is going to be something new. It's a panel discussion. We want people to come with questions. Maybe they're questions about building your immune system up. Maybe they're about your dog. Maybe they're about like how liver health and what to do. I mean, the vast majority of questions. It can be so many different things. So come with questions. And of course, if there's crickets and nobody's asking questions, we will have a topic that we'll highlight and focus on. Probably something about immune health or essential oils. And we're going to just like whoever's kind of strengths, we're going to answer those questions. It's going to be fun. I'm hoping to do one in the fall and one in the spring and get my dad to do part of the spring one with us.
Yeah.
Because we love having him there. So that's just like a fun thing we're going to do. So that's going to be October 29th at 5:15 at Family Natural Foods.
And one of the things that I value and I certainly appreciate, I know I'm not alone in this, the community does, but one of the things we'd like to touch on and highlight whenever we talk about Family Natural Foods is each one of you, not just you and Stephen, but your whole staff and the team that you've assembled over there, have such a wealth of knowledge when it comes to different topics.
Totally.
I know that I was there once and I think I was talking to Affy and I can't remember exactly what I brought up, but I brought up something and she's like, oh, I'm not sure, but you know who does, and pulled somebody else over. The other cool thing I noticed that you guys do too is if you don't know something, you'll hunt it down with people. You're just as curious as the you know, your customer of finding out the information of where it goes with that.
And same with this presentation, we'd do the same if we were stumped by something. But yeah, like as of now, we're gonna have a handful of us, but like we'll have Kelly, who's a registered nurse. She used to work at Domtar, so some people might know, and she's got great knowledge. And I was talking to her like, if you don't have the answer, like one of us that also is doing this presentation will have the answer. And so we're really going to work as a team like we do every day, but in a panel discussion style. So I'm really looking forward to this. And we have different like herbalists, we have pet experts, we have like, you know, we all have our own specialty, but yet as a whole, it makes up a little holistic group here. So it'll be fun.
And there are those random questions that we have that you can't just necessarily throw into a search engine. You know, they're especially on a local level. Right. Being able to ask it in a panel, ask it in that situation. Mm-hmm. That's really nice. That's really cool. Start thinking of those questions, everybody.
Start thinking about your questions. Yeah. So we're excited about that. And then actually James reminded me of this. I totally forgot. So thanks, James, for being on your game always. And that is, we are doing turkey signups. So every year we always order fresh turkeys that are no hormones, no antibiotics, none of that gunk in there. And we get those in. We're placing the orders now, and we get those in, you know, usually before the, like, Monday or Tuesday before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
We have so many reoccurring customers that do this every year, and they have for like 20 years. It's their thing. So I would highly encourage you to sign up for that before, I don't even know the date, but it's going to be in, like, you know, about 2 weeks before Thanksgiving is going to be our cutoff. So let us know, because if you want to reserve it, we need that ahead of time. Mm-hmm. But yeah, sign up for turkeys. You can call us at the store, pop in, whatnot. We're happy to take your turkey order.
There is always great sales going on over at Family Natural Foods this time of year. And certainly those sales tend to be kind of seasonal in the regard of, hey, you might need this time of year. Mm-hmm. Well, it happens to be on sale.
Yep.
They know their audience. They know their community, and they're here for their community. Visit our friends at Family Natural Foods today. They'll be opening the doors in just a couple hours over at 910 West Grand Avenue, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. When we wrap up today, Katrina, and I just want to wrap up talking a little Family Natural Foods as well, maybe a little about allergy season, and reminding everybody about that too.
Yeah, we can talk allergies.
Go to familynaturalfood.com, familynaturalfood.com. Be sure to bookmark that page, and certainly follow them on social media. It's a great way to keep up to date in everything they're doing and see some of the fun, cool things that they're doing over there. Follow their Instagram. Do yourself a favor. Follow them on Instagram. It's a great
Thanks
follow.
Thanks for the reminder. I need to post more, James.
We'll have more from Family Natural Foods a little bit later. And we got El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club right around the corner here on The Morning Show at WFHR. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends over at El Cafe with their Birthday and Anniversary Club. They open their doors tomorrow for the week, everybody. We encourage you, when they do, to meet them over there at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us. Buy local, support local, support those that support this station, this community. Appreciate our friends at El Cafe. One of the more unique menus you are going to come across.
Yes.
Some of the better people you're going to run into.
So sweet.
Make plans to head on over to El Cafe sometime this week or all week. They got great lunch specials, great dinner specials, great breakfast and lunch specials. Go ahead and check that out. Don't forget about their Friday fish fries. That thing is becoming more and more popular.
That's a great idea. That was really smart.
I was talking about them the other day, and I had a listener wanting to put a birthday on the list and mentioned to me, you know, they got a really nice fish fry. I'm like, yeah, I know. I was talking about it. Like, yeah. Oh, yeah, great fish fry.
That's a great idea. And I love, Port Edwards is such a sweet community. I'm so glad that they have a bit more of a restaurant focus there, you know, more and more of that coming, and it's a sweet little community.
That section where El Cafe is located and everything, too, has always been a cool section to me, and it's nice. I agree with you. It's cool to see that doing well over there.
Absolutely.
Visit them tomorrow when they open their doors, everybody, and wish them a great one from all of us, and get us those birthdays and anniversaries. We love celebrating with you. Send them to info@wfhr.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can email any of our staff with that kind of algorithm. You can, of course, hit us up on Facebook, direct message us on our Facebook or our WFHR or our WIRI pages. Love hearing from you that way. And, of course, you can call up and join the conversation.
Yes.
715-424-2600. Just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app. We appreciate you all calling up and joining the conversation. Love live birthdays.
Yeah, live birthdays are fun.
That is a throwback to a radio of old, and I miss it. I love being able to do it whenever we can. Keep getting us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. We love celebrating with you. Katrina, I try not to make you work when you're in here, but I need a one or a two. Sorry, I'm not one or a two.
One or two.
Got to do some heavy lifting.
We're going one today.
All right. There we go. We got ourselves our qualifier. We get onto the list. And first up, wishing a very happy birthday to Mr. Jim Nguyen.
Happy birthday, Jim.
Enjoy your day, Jim. Hope it's a great one for you. It's a mighty fine name you got there. You go ahead and enjoy your day, Jim. Enjoy. And to our qualifier, a very happy birthday to Tammy Steward.
Happy birthday, Stewart. Tammy.
Tammy Stewart. Nobody in history has ever said the word Stewart that way. I don't know why I pronounce it that way.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Tammy. I'm sorry.
It's Monday. He's still waking up, Tammy. Apologizing for him. But happy birthday, Tammy.
Somewhere around 9:30, I'll be fine.
Yeah.
I'll start feeling it around that.
It's okay. We're here for you.
Tammy, we wish you a happy birthday. Enjoy your day, Tammy. And thank you so much to whoever got us these birthdays and anniversaries. Mm-hmm. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. James, I'm going to give you just a break here because there's a lot of very interesting pronunciations to names, last names in particular.
Mm.
And you're put on the spot. You have to read it quick. So, you know what? Names are hard to begin with. Names are spelled differently. First names now more than ever, too. So I'm giving you a little break here.
I appreciate that. I really appreciate that.
They're hard, that. And you have to say them quick.
Thank you for that. I appreciate it. I want to wish a happy birthday anniversary, or happy birthday to some celebrities. We got a nice list here. Let's go ahead and dive right into that. Doja Cat is 29 today. I know a popular artist. Don't know much about Doja Cat, though. Got to be honest.
I don't either.
But I do know she is 29 today.
Happy birthday, Doja Cat.
Happy 31st birthday to Kane Brown. We celebrated this over on Sunrise Show. Country singer, got a couple of hits and a couple of records to those hits, too. Mm-hmm. He hit the ground running with his career. He's only been, it feels like he's been around a lot longer than he has, but he's been around for a while now, I guess. So, yeah. Glenn Powell is 36, one of the bigger actors, that kind of sought after actors right now as far as casting agencies and stuff. He was big in the Top Gun movie, romantic comedy, Anyone But You, but over the summer, he hit a whole new level with the movie Twisters, the popularity of that movie and everything. One of the things they'll do with a movie like that, the star of that movie is the special effects team. It's not really an actor. It's not the script. It's not even some of the, you know, the director or anything like that. It's really, hey, you're coming to see this movie because of the Twisters.
Sure.
You're coming for the special effects. But you can't just have anybody in these roles.
Mm-hmm.
You want to have some names, but your budget all went to the special effects.
Oh, my goodness.
So you're not going to be able to land Will Smith. You're not going to be able to land some of these guys. So what you get, if you are lucky enough, is an actor right on that cusp, right there ready to be the next Will Smith. Ready to be the next big actor who has a name and can carry a movie. But you don't know if they can carry a movie until it's released and the audience tells you they can. Not everybody does it this way, but this is the way most good movie studios are run.
That's
going back to like Clark Gable and actors like that. Like, let's see if they can carry this.
Right.
Glenn Powell proved over the summer he can carry a movie.
Yeah.
Now, he needs a supporting cast. He needs a good supporting cast. Mm-hmm. But you can put him in that lead role, and he can carry a movie. He showed that this summer and has set himself on a whole new trajectory as an actor.
Yes, we're going to see a lot more
of him. Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Good actor. Did a good job, too. Let's see here. Kim Kardashian is 44.
Okay.
I don't have a whole lot to say about her, but I always try to find nice things to say about people on their birthdays and everything. And I am not a reality star fan or any of that. And I there's certainly a lot of low hanging fruit I could say about her that is to make a joke or that's funny. She went to school to be an attorney. And like a lot of people, I kind of thought, like, well, why is she doing this or whatever and everything? Well, her father famously was a famous attorney.
Sure.
And she went back to school. And part of why she did that was to help get, like, wrongly convicted felons off of death row or things like that. And she's done this for, like, four or five people, I believe, already.
That's pretty impressive.
So, you know, give credit where it's due. Nobody had that in their bingo card of her doing that kind of stuff. And I find that very impressive that she's done that kind of work. Judge Judy Sheindlin is 82 today. Judge Judy. So there for our generations and for growing up, Oprah Winfrey was the queen of daytime TV.
Yes.
By far and away.
Yes.
There was nobody even coming close to the crown.
Yep.
We didn't really, once Oprah retired, that kind of became pretty vacant.
Yeah, it opened up a little bit.
Judge Judy went right into that spot and has taken over daytime TV.
In a totally different way, too, which is wild.
Yeah. The popularity of her show is the reason why you see 90 different judge shows on daytime TV now.
Right?
She is the highest paid person on daytime TV and very proud of that. Like, she's earned every penny of that and has done all of this and has maintained being the same person.
Mm-hmm.
She has continued to be the same person, both on camera and off camera, as it sounds like, and everything. And that's not necessarily easy to do either.
No.
My dad loves her. My dad loves that show.
Nice.
Like, hey, if he will, I guarantee you at some point this afternoon, I will show up over there and he'll be watching Judge Judy and laughing at her, laughing right. at something she says or something she does.
I think also it condenses it. It makes it, it's real, but it condenses it because, I mean, it could be a really drawn out process, but she does a good job of bringing some humor and also like pointing out the facts and being like, really? This is why? What are you doing? Like,
he'll,
I don't know.
He'll have her on in the background and I'll be like taking care of Sam or I'll be doing something. I'm not paying attention to the TV and she'll snap at somebody and I immediately feel like I did something wrong. Like she's yelling at me. She's good. And you would not, man, I don't care if I felt 100% confident like I'm in the right about this situation. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I want her as my judge. I don't know.
Because
there's still stuff I did in the past. I don't know. She may know. I don't know. With her, I wouldn't take a chance. She's incredible what she's doing. She's working really hard still. And she's 82.
That's impressive. Doesn't even have to be doing this. That's so impressive.
You can tell she really loves what she does. Man for Man is 84 today. Blinded by the Light, a couple of other Man for Man's Earth Band, a couple of big hits back in the day. And we have just one person no longer with us on our list today, but it is a great one that we can put the spotlight on. The great, the legend, Carrie Fisher, born in this day in 1956, passed away in 2016. Certainly Princess Leia for the majority of the audience out there, for every one of us, including myself. I mean, that's one of the first things, if not the first thing I think of.
Definitely.
But there was a handful of other great acting roles she had in her career. Certainly Blues Brothers, I think, is one of her more famous cameos show where she showed up in that. And really, when I was a little kid, that was one of the first things I thought of because that was my dad's like favorite movie. Mm-hmm. Loved that movie.
That's a good movie.
So I saw it a lot growing up. But she has done so many cameos over the years. She was she had a great guest spot on 30 Rock. I didn't see it, but she had a really good continuing role, I guess, on The Big Bang Theory. Just a lot of fun stuff. And I think as great of an actor she was, and Carrie Fisher was amazing, came from royalty, acting royalty in her family, you know, when it comes to acting and everything. I think the greatest work she probably did was off camera and sharing a lot of her personal life and being very genuine with her audience and her fan base and being very Carrie Fisher.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there wasn't any, and there never will be another like her. She was a true original.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very good at being self-deprecating while also being protective of herself because she had to be and doing a really good job of that. Lived a good life, but I still feel like she was gone too early, you know? And I believe her and her mother passed away very close to each other in years. Like they were in months, I think they were around the same time they passed away. And it's wild when that happens. Great actor. If you're a Star Wars fan like me, you're fortunate that we got to see her play Princess Leia one more time and knock it out the park. I think in a lot of ways, actually, get to do that role the way she always wanted to. Princess Leia was never supposed to be the damsel in distress.
Right.
She was supposed to be the new kind of way of looking at this. Like, Rapunzel doesn't need saving. Rapunzel's going to let herself down, you know, like that kind of thing. She was supposed to be the beginning of that. I don't know if they really had that the early movies. They did and they didn't. I think there's moments where you see it, where she's got the gun and everything, and she's kind of, you know, shooting people and everything.
Yep.
I mean, there is, the whole thing doesn't happen without Princess Leia in R2.
It's true.
You know, none of this happens without those two. Darth Vader's just running everything, everybody. I don't know if you know that. Know your politics. It's important to learn your politics. But it's an incredible career. Incredible career. And a great biography, too, if you get a chance to read her biography. It's a really good read. Carrie Fisher, born on this day. One more time, we wish a happy birthday to Jim Nguyen.
Happy birthday, Jim.
And to our qualifier, Tammy Stewart.
Happy birthday, Tammy.
Got it on the second try there. Got it on the...
Great. You did great.
We appreciate you guys getting us those birthdays and anniversaries. Keep them coming, everybody. Want more and more birthdays and anniversaries to celebrate with you. And again, remember that not today, they won't be open, but tomorrow, they'll be ready for you over at El Cafe. Get your appetite and your order ready.
Look at it. Get ready for it.
They're just waiting for you. And you can find out more at elcafewi.com. Elcafewi.com. Otherwise, I encourage you to follow them on social media and keep up to date on what they are doing. Kat and I are going to get to our news and sports break, take care of our partners, and come back and have some more fun on the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Mm. baddest bass line you're ever going to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, his horns kick in.
No, why are we on the air? Why can't we just let this keep playing?
Yes, yes. We're just going to go to music. We'll just go to music. Yeah. But we are going to go to a call real quick. Let's go ahead and take a call. Good morning. You're on the air. What's on your mind?
Yes, I heard that coolest thing made in Wisconsin is Jolly Bird Soda. I don't want to dispute that.
Yeah.
I mean, the coolest thing made in Wisconsin is our children.
Nicely done. Nicely done, sir. Couldn't agree more. Couldn't agree more. 100%. Well done. Always good to talk to you. You have a good morning. He's right about that.
That is absolutely true. And I like that he brings that up. It's a good reminder for us, part of it. You know, just... That's true.
Yeah.
We make a lot of good things here in Wisconsin, but we make a lot of great kids.
There is there are so many industries in this state that we could spend 2 hours talking about and not nearly cover nearly enough, whether it is our ag industry, our creative industry, our textile industry, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, that caller, what he said right there, 100%. Mm-hmm. That is, there is nothing we produce more of or better of in this state than the youth that we create.
And, absolutely.
And the creatives. And you don't even have to, I mean, certainly current times, you can look around and look at any grade school, any school in this country, in the state, and see that. But you don't have to even do that. You can go ahead and just throw it in your search bar. Famous people born in Wisconsin. And you are going to see not just a cool list of amazing individuals, but amazing individuals that touch in almost every single field there is. This state is so prosperous in that. Mm-hmm. And any chance to note that. That's a great one.
Well, and you know, it's a reminder that we need to, you know, put into our youth because they're our future, right?
Yes.
So that's something we need to do more.
I just threw that into the search engine. Who is the future? I'm just curious about the youth. It turns out kids are the future, Katrina. I just figured this out. I didn't even know that. Make sure to put in. And then that's a great thing to note this time of year, too. Anybody who is not supporting our schools, who is supporting the education system and promoting that, is certainly noteworthy. And I guarantee that these kids we're talking about, they ate good. They ate some good food. That's where we're going next. I really had that segue in my head lot better.
That segue was,
in my head, it was lot better.
Well,
it was
we a all lot smoother. Eat, and kids love eating. I mean, I don't know about you, but kids need to have a snack. Tell us more, James, about these wonderful food options that you have.
You are a great teammate. Great save. Did you know that eating the wrong food can actually make you have a bad night's sleep? Do you wake up in the middle of the night or feel restless throughout the day? Do you have heartburn or an upset stomach? If so, they're all signs that the food might be interfering with your sleep. Mm-hmm. So this is where this article takes us. If you want better sleep, some of the foods that you should be eating. And some of this stuff actually is pretty early in the day that you want to be doing this.
Ooh, interesting. Not towards the evening, but like through the day to help you for the evening. I like this.
So, certainly one of the major things we think of when we think of sleep, and this is one of the few topics I feel comfortable talking about. This is my wheelhouse. I've been studying this since I was a kid. Sleep in general and how to get better sleep. Mm-hmm. And so much of our focus is on caffeine and sugar. Yeah. And it should be. That's a big part of it. Okay, well, I can't. Everybody's got that cutoff time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can't have caffeine after said time because I'll be up all night.
Right,
and that's where our focus goes. But almost every food nowadays has some sugar in it, unfortunately.
Yeah. Yep.
So there's, I think, a lot of times where we're eating stuff we're not even realizing we're taking in sugar.
Yep.
And there's certain foods that it doesn't need to be one of those things. It gives your body energy.
Right.
And, you know, that can also keep you awake and everything. And you, I think, know this topic in a different angle and a different layer than I do. But I think the article kind of touches on some of this. Please jump in with anything you might have. So here are some of the foods that to stay away from if you want a better night's sleep. Processed junk food. No.
What?
Wait, what?
Huh.
It has junk in the title.
Yeah.
Certainly it's got to be good. No, no. It tells you with the name and the title. It's junk food. It's
right.
Look, all respect to junk and our junk drawers of that, but it is called junk for a reason. Mm-hmm. It's not called processed healthy food.
It's not. Well, a lot of those processed foods have, you know, the preservatives in it that are making things stay on the shelves longer, but then also the food colors and the dyes, which I'm wondering if it's going to get into. Food dyes are, you know, really mess with your brain and your attention span, et cetera.
And that's one I don't think of very often, huh? Anything with high fat or acid content. So anything that tastes relatively well. I'm just kidding. Right? But that is something that tends to be in the foods that we do, our comfort foods a lot of times.
Yeah, well, I think it's that we can't process it as well. So maybe that's part of it. It takes your body more to process it, which might be harder later.
Yes. Well, especially with the indigestion and heartburn, some of that stuff and everything. Okay. I didn't even think of that. Yeah. Anything with caffeine. We touched on this. Coffee, soda, some teas, and even chocolate. Experts say to avoid it a few hours before bedtime.
Sure. Makes sense.
My body is very weird. I can drink coffee and fall asleep an hour later. But I know the majority of people in my life that I know and everything, they can't have coffee like after 3 o'clock in the afternoon or something like that.
We're all wired differently, though.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, all built different. Greasy, heavy meals. Yeah.
Yep.
That is the final one on here, but there's some kind of like outside the lines things. It also recommended to cut down your portion sizes. Here's another thing I never think about, and I don't think I read a lot of articles about this one. If you're too full, you won't sleep well. And as a side note, we've touched on this one before on the show. Alcohol as a nightcap is no good either.
Yep.
It does not work.
It's not going to actually make you fall asleep.
No.
Well,
no.
It might temporarily, but long term. Right. So yeah, temporary in that moment, it might, but then long term, you're spinning and you're spiraling, and it's not necessarily a good thing. But I think of, like, you know, a lot of people I know are older individuals are eating maybe their dinner around 4 or 5 because they're like, I don't want to be full for the rest of the night, and I just sleep better. Again, it comes in the acid reflux. So I know a handful of people that are starting to eat earlier, or their biggest meal is lunch, and then they eat a lighter dinner, and I think that's quite smart.
Yeah, that I didn't.
You don't want to sit with like heavy food, and then again, like you're just not your best self, and then your stomach hurts, and you're trying to sleep, and you're going back and forth. So
something, especially if you're struggling with that, it seems like something that's worth trying.
Yeah.
Maybe eat dinner a half an hour earlier.
Yeah,
give it a shot. And if anything, it changes things up a little bit for you. You know, maybe it ends
good
you know,
for us too.
Puts a little spin on the routine. With the alcohol thing, and not just with alcohol, but this is something that took me a long time to learn. Just because my body is quote unquote asleep doesn't mean I'm getting good sleep.
Yeah, good point.
Alcohol may knock you out, but that doesn't mean you're getting the REM or you're getting to some of these layers that your body truly needs.
Yep.
This is why, you know, everybody has experienced this. Man, I was laying down for 2 hours. Why do I feel like I haven't slept at all?
Right.
Or the opposite of that, where, you know, I got a good night's sleep. Why am I still so tired?
Right. Yep. You need that deep sleep. Yep. That makes sense.
On the flip side, here are some of the best foods to eat for a better night's sleep. Bananas, almonds, cherries, oatmeal, turkey, kiwi, Greek yogurt, and warm milk. Moms were right. Warm milk. That still does it.
Well, and cherries has natural occurring melatonin in it, which can help your body fall asleep. So that's why cherries is on that list for sure.
No way.
So some people will drink cherry juice like, you know, maybe an hour before because it naturally has melatonin instead of taking a supplement.
I love cherry juice.
And then turkeys, we kind of know it has tryptophan. It says is really known to help you calm, relax, and potentially fall asleep, especially after your big Thanksgiving meal that you have. So those are some of those.
Why more turkey places don't have just like a cot right there for you?
No, they don't want you there all day.
That's true. Very true. Well, it's a great note about the cherries. I had no idea. It just blew my mind. I had no idea the cherries had that
melatonin
in them. Wow. That is pretty cool. So in order for me to sleep, it sounds like I got to get me a turkey sandwich.
Yep.
Some cherry juice.
Yep.
And
a little bit of milk on the side.
Warm milk. It's got to be warm milk. Okay, and I'm good to go. Well, I'm going to try this out and see how this works. Yeah. It sounds like a horrible meal to me, though.
What about like a cherry chutney-ish on your sandwich?
Oh, yeah.
Although you don't like mixed things like that.
No,
so
but let's see what
you're
going
with
that.
Try it once,
at least. Yeah. Oh, I like it. That's pretty good. Not bad at all. Thank you so much for that, Katrina. We appreciate it. We're going to take a time out right here. We'll come back and have some more fun. It's Kat and James taking you through your morning right here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Getting in that Halloween spirit around here. We're going to be talking a little Halloween a little bit later.
Yeah.
We've got some costume ideas for you and everything. We'll certainly, as we lead into getting closer and closer to All Hallows Eve, be talking more and more about those things. And there's a lot of topics when it comes to Halloween that we can be talking about. And we have covered here, but we haven't really covered this one that much. Your kids' haul for Halloween.
Yeah.
Maybe the most important aspect for us adults. Mm-hmm. For every adult out there that likes to bring out the kid and themselves and dress up for Halloween, or loves handing out candy. I know that from my dad and I, that's our one of our favorite things, is getting to hand out candy. They don't tell you this when you're a kid, that this is what's waiting for
you.
That's
fun.
When you retire from dressing up from Halloween, what's waiting for you? What is your next act as a Halloweener?
Yes.
It is getting to hand out candy.
Do you dress up?
I am this year. I haven't done it in years.
Okay.
I used to all the time. One of the things that and it's not because of the actor in me, it's because of not getting necessarily to get to do it much when I was a kid. I didn't get to pick my Halloween costumes. Yep. It was handed down to me, all my costumes.
Mm-hmm.
And so as an adult, or as a teenager and as an adult, I wanted to be able to, okay, I want to be this, I want to be that.
Yeah,
and
for sure.
It's kind of fun. It's my favorite holiday by far and away. As somebody who loves to entertain and loves to act, it's the day that I feel like everybody gets to do that.
Yeah, right.
Because I genuinely think everybody can do these things.
Mm-hmm.
They just need some encouragement.
Yep.
Just need a chance to be able to give them the stage, give them a chance to be able to do it. So I enjoy it. Do you?
Yeah, I have fun with it. I remember being like, I think it's like 12, when you're like, should I be doing this anymore, like trick-or-treating?
Yeah.
I don't remember where it was. I was sometime around that, like, I think we're too old for this, and kind of feeling sad. So I'm excited to hear this list that you have to get me excited about maybe, handing out the candy, or I usually dress up when my kids dress up, too.
Oh, right on. Good on. I don't want to put you guys on the spot, but you guys have some fun costume ideas this year? Yeah.
We do.
Right on. So the house that hands out full-size candy bars just saw their stock tick even a little bit higher. CNN did a big feature on how some things have been affecting your chocolate consumption could be affecting your chocolate consumption this Halloween. Cocoa prices have more than doubled since the start of the year thanks to severe weather and droughts in West Africa.
Mm-hmm.
It's responsible for about 70% of the world's cocoa supply.
That's right.
Which is wild to think about. I know I've heard that stat before. Mm-hmm. I haven't thought about it in a long time. Candy companies are compensating by shrinking bags and raising prices, but there's also talk of them using less chocolate in some of their products. It says you might see them, quote, swapping out a layer of chocolate for other fillings like wafers or nuts.
Interesting.
Or they might fill their variety packs with candies that don't require as much chocolate.
Mm-hmm. I could almost see them like downsizing a bar, keeping it the same price, but downsizing it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'd much rather that than raising prices, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Candy companies are also pushing their non-chocolate candies more than before.
Mm-hmm.
The folks at Mars say that they've expanded their fruity and gummy candy lines because young people like stuff like that, too.
Mm-hmm.
And chocolate prices have a lot to do with it as well. A lot of variety packs have also shrunk, so you might pay the same as you did last year, but get less candy in each bag.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep, I could see that.
And add it all up, and it means your kid's Halloween haul might be a little more colored differently this year.
Sure, yeah.
A little different stuff in
colored.
There. Yeah, than some of the more chocolate bar and some of those things in there. So that is interesting. I don't think this is too shocking to anybody out there.
Well, just the other day, we actually had to raise a price of one of our chocolate bars we normally get, and it was $2 difference. And we're like, that's significant.
Yeah.
So we're noticing it, too. Yeah, definitely a thing.
It's it's something that we've all been aware of, and it's something that's been going on for over a decade. Like, the pandemic sped up a lot of this, but this has been happening. And as a side note to everybody out there, you don't need to take my word for this one. You can throw it in your search engine and find it yourselves. This has been going on for two different presidencies.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't point this at any one office or one political party. Mm-hmm. Both parties are guilty of this one.
Sure.
Nobody comes in and completely changes everything.
Mm-hmm.
They come in and they adapt what the other guy did, and kind of vice versa and all that. When it comes to this, there's another important topic here, I feel, Katrina, that is not being covered. And certainly we'll take this any direction direction the audience wants to go. If you want to call up, feel free to join the conversation, 715-424-2600, just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app. I don't like to get into too heavy or tense conversations when we have a guest on, and even really in the morning here. But I feel like this needs to be addressed, and every once in a while you got to touch on things that, you know, may be a little uncomfortable, maybe a little awkward. We're not making new candy bars.
Yeah, what the heck?
We're still eating the same stuff we were eating when kids. The Snickers, Milky Way, Three Musketeers.
It's good, but come on, we like variety. It's a spice of life, James.
Where's the new candy bars?
Oh,
where's the
gosh.
New ones out there? I don't know. I'm very curious. I'm doing a joke, but now that I'm thinking about it, it got a little serious.
Well, like, come on.
What's the newest candy bar?
Everything pumpkin comes out this time of the year. Why isn't there like a chocolatey, pumpkin-y thing that comes out this time of the year that always is released just in the fall? Something new. I'm with you.
You know, Twix, Reese's, all these brands, they have like different versions of their But I'm talking about like something completely new. Like I do remember like Whatchamacallit's coming out as a kid. And like something like that. Like, where's that candy bar? Where's the new weird and innovative candy bar? What's the new Mounds? What's the new
Five, right?
Yeah,
that one was
that's
like
a good one.
That was new.
Yeah, that was
but
different.
That was like what, in the 90s?
Yeah
I mean, it's been a while.
What is the new candy bar? So I'm really curious about that. See, it's no, when you get older, you don't just miss out on like new music and new fashion trends.
Yeah,
it's some of the like snacks and stuff, some of the candy
absolutely.
And everything. They don't market this enough to adults. I'm telling you. That, I'm kidding. I'm joking about that part. I'm kind of curious to see how this plays out too, though. When it comes to the other end of this, to me, when it comes to trick-or-treating, is how much trick-or-treating has changed since we were kids. And not necessarily, I think that there's a lot of like gloom and doom when it comes to some stuff. And we romanticize yesterday, let alone the past.
Yeah.
Boy, we romanticize last week, let alone, when I was a kid, things were this or things were that or whatever. Mm-hmm. And look, this is a human instinct. This is what our brains do. We romanticize things. It doesn't mean that they weren't as good as you remember them. It's just chances are you remember them a little bit more better than they might have been.
Mm-hmm.
We also do this the other way, too, where we make things worse than they might have been.
Yep.
But there's another thing we do with the past is, because we only have one vision, we're in a bubble. And we look at it just as how we were affected by things. Mm-hmm. So where we grew up or how things were for us, where there are multiple Americas, there are multiple different things. How you grew up is very different than how somebody else did.
Absolutely.
And I think when it comes to trick-or-treating, that has evolved, and I kind of think it's cool how it's evolved in many ways. I don't necessarily like some of the reasons for it, you know, with kids not being as safe as they used to be or some of that stuff.
Right.
Certainly nobody's a fan of that.
Mm-mm.
But I think that we as a society, without anybody telling us how to do this, we figured out, you know what, maybe touch a truck events.
Yeah.
Maybe we have more events where, you know, this nonprofit is hosting.
It's like a safer, controlled space.
So instead of being like, I'm sorry, Timmy, you don't get to go trick-or-treating anymore. Mm-hmm. It's, hey, Timmy, we're doing things a little different now.
Yep.
You still get the dress up. You still get the trick-or-treat. Just a little different.
Yep.
I like that, where we didn't just say, no, we're getting rid of this.
Right.
You know, we adapted. We evolved. It's almost as if when we work together as a society, anything is possible, Katrina.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we don't give ourselves a pat on the back very often in society when it comes to these things, but that's something I think we can feel really good about. There are certainly, with anything in life, you can call up and give me the naysaying or the nitpicking of it or whatever. Here we are. Kids are still getting to celebrate hot trick-or-treating, and we didn't necessarily lose anything from it.
Right.
I don't think that, in my day, my mom and dad used to just let me, you know, to watch my brother and sister or run around or whatever. I don't know if that was a good thing. I don't know if they should have necessarily let me do some of that stuff. But I'm an individual case.
It is very different. And I think like you can also put your own spin on it, because maybe you're not into the dressing up and the getting the trick-or-treating. But then you have like a gathering at your house and you make soup and you make you do like a backyard thing and you do kind of like a fall thing. So you can put your own spin on it, but it's different in how it used to be to how it is now. But I think it's evolving is what's really cool.
Yeah. And everything changes. If the only things that don't change are things that are left in the past.
Yeah.
Like we're not talking about them anymore. We're not doing anything of those anymore. When it comes to that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I did want to touch on just one or two other things before we get going. And we were talking a little bit earlier about turkeys. Mm-hmm. And you guys over at Family Natural Foods,
yes, have a, gobble gobble,
have turkeys available to pre-order right now.
Yeah,
be
yeah.
sure to get your orders in, everybody. Just mm-hmm. reach out to the gang at Family Natural Foods to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, air fryers have become a sensation over the past few years with people jamming everything into them.
Yeah,
you can make jam in an air fryer. That's I didn't
amazing.
Know that. That's interesting.
I didn't know that either.
Butterball released the results of an annual Thanksgiving survey about this, and 87% of people said that they are planning to serve turkey on Turkey Day. 76% said it'll be a whole turkey. 51% said turkey is the best part of the meal.
Mm-hmm.
When asked how they intend to prepare the turkey, 74% of people said that they are sticking with the classic, roasting it in the oven.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we get a little closer to Thanksgiving. We'll kind of dive into this topic a little bit more. But a lot of people apparently are looking to their air fryers with
sure,
this.
Sure, I can imagine that. But the hard part with that is it has to be a small bird.
Mm.
And you and I both know that turkeys are not really small birds. Like, 12 pounds is like the smallest turkey you're going to find. And that's small.
Yeah, I got to be honest. I don't work with air fryer. I haven't worked with an air fryer much at all before. So I didn't even think about the size part of it.
It has to be a certain size. Definitely.
Huh. Interesting. We do remind you again that the gang of Family Natural Foods is taking those pre-orders. Katrina, they just call up to the shop?
Yeah, they can call the store. Yep, absolutely. That's maybe the easiest. Pop in. You know, I mean, you can send us messages, you know, social media, et cetera, if you'd like mm-hmm. to. But I'd say call us up or stop on through.
I encourage you to do that, everybody. And when you're when you're doing that, know that you are buying local, supporting the community, and supporting people that support this community. I did want to touch on this one. We are the home of world records, Katrina.
Mm-hmm.
And we got a couple of good ones that happened over the weekend. A canine-loving Canadian man broke a Guinness World Record by taking 38 dogs on a single walk for over half a mile.
Wow.
Mitchell Ruby led a pack of 38 leashed pooches on a 0.6-mile walk to break the Guinness World Record for the most dogs walked simultaneously by an individual.
Wow.
I've gotten close to this one.
38? You've gotten close to it?
I've dog sat before, and I've walked before. I had about 16 to 20 dogs
wow.
that I was watching once.
That's a lot.
Not for a second did I think of trying to take them all out at the same time. Like,
yeah.
Not even for a second did I ever think about that.
38 is a lot. I'm just trying to think of, like, the leashes have to be, like, 5 to 1 handle in order to, like, have enough. And, like, think about them, like, mixing. And, like, you're just going to have a knot by the end of that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And they're all going to want to go in different directions.
I mean, he obviously has been practicing this.
Yeah. I read this story. It's pretty cool. A tip of the hat to him for this and everything. My first thought, well, I don't even know 38 dogs. I got to meet more
right?
dogs. I
well,
need to be. I
got
to get out
society.
There. Got to get out there. Put myself out there.
Mm-hmm.
Meet some more dogs. And
yes,
everything.
You do. Socialize with those dogs.
Katrina and I'll be back with more show right here on The Morning Show at WFHR.